Chapter 5.
A mad elf,
Brenwar said to Ben, lifting his brows.
I thought I'd never see such a thing. The war's gotten to him. He goes to feed himself to the dragons.
Maybe he's being brave,
Ben said. His strong features shone well in the dimming light. Rugged, battle-worn, he readied his bow.
An elf? Brave?
Brenwar said.
A wizard at that. You know this is not a time for jesting.
Ben shrugged and positioned himself for an open shot. Brenwar kept his eyes on Bezog. The elf glided through the forest on cat's paws, a shade of himself. He grunted. He'd seen elves move with plenty of stealth before, but not Bezog. The part elf was clumsy by such standards. Except today. Today, Bezog was as graceful as a ghost.
Magic,
he muttered under his beard.
I heard you use it, you tricky one.
Still, his heart pounded beneath his breastplate like a hammer. He wasn't used to watching another take the heavy risk.
It's not dwarven-like.
Bezog weaved through the trees, blending in with everything he passed, becoming more difficult to see with every step. Straining his eyes, Brenwar lost Bezog in the forest. At the same time, the copper dragons froze there, wading in the waters. One barked an awful sound to the others. The others barked back. Their serpent eyes shone like yellow moons, narrowing while their necks swayed from side to side. Brenwar's knuckles turned white on Warhammer's handle.
What are you doing, elf?
He glanced over and caught Ben glancing at him. The well-knit warrior pointed to the stream, his lips mouthing the words.
He's there. He's there, right in front of them.
Brenwar inched forward, squinting.
There.
Bezog stood like a sapling on the edge of the stream, easing his staff into the waters. A copper dragon stood in the waters no more than 20 yards away. Eyeing the spot where he stood, it barked. A sharp, dreadful sound. It waded deeper into the waters.
Wait for my signal, he says.
Brenwar grumbled.
He can't signal if he's dead.
With fire charging through his veins, Bezog eased the Elderwood staff into the waters. He could feel the power of the dragons, who were strong like iron, powerful like a gale, but little bigger than a large man. But he'd already seen one rip Horseneck apart like a cat does a mouse.
Don't think about that. Black it out.
He'd already used magic to conceal himself. An old elven spell he'd learned when he was young. But now, so close, there was only so much you could hide from the powerful sense of a dragon. The most excellent hunters in the world. Feeling the dragon's eyes burning a hole right through him, he summoned his power and fed the elderwood staff that rested in the waters. The silvery stream burbled a bright spark of blue under the surface. The spark spread. The waters began to crystallize, crackle, and turn to ice. In seconds, the mystic power raced from one side of the stream to the other, forming a huge slab of ice. The dragons barked back and forth, thrashing in their frozen bounds. The giant ice slab held their legs and bodies fast. They roared at the frozen waters. One of the three's neck was frozen under. The nearest dragon showed Bezog a vicious stare and opened its jaws wide. A stream of acid shot forth. Bezog dove, but failed to beat the acid, which burned into his legs. Ben heard the waters crackle and watched in amazement. The waters turned to a sheet of ice, damming up the stream in seconds. The cold expressions of the dragons he'd never seen on their serpent faces before. Surprise that quickly turned to anger. A black stream of liquid sizzled from the copper dragon's mouth. and he heard Bezog cry out. The first arrow went into the copper dragon's neck. The second clattered off its horns. He reloaded and aimed. Brenwar charged between the dragon and his sight with Warhammer waving like a banner.
Shades, get out of the way!
Brenwar barreled through the forest toward the riverbank. His knees sprang into action the moment the dragon opened its maw. Instantly, he knew he'd be too late to warn Bezog to get out of the way. Instead, he watched the part elf fall in a heap of agony.
I'll give you a fight, lizard!
Brenwar's boots hit the ice, and Ben's arrow whizzed into the dragon's neck. The dragon's head recoiled back. Another arrow ricocheted off its horns. Brenwar slid across the ice and swung. He caught the beast full in the chest, rocking it back. He drew his arms back to strike again. The dragon's tail knocked him across the ice. He scrambled to his feet, slipped, and fell down again. He popped up just in time to see the dragon's lungs fill with air.
Uh-oh!
It was one of those moments he wished he carried a shield. Flat-footed, he curled up in a ball.
This is gonna sting!
Brenwar's head popped up. The dragon was in smoking pieces. He twisted his head around and saw Ben charging his way with the bow held high. He was yelling something, but Brenwar's ears were ringing.
What's that?
Ben pointed and waved frantically. Brenwar turned. The frozen dragons on the other side of the ice were breaking free. Brenwar huffed through his beard and said,
No, you don't!
He slung Warhammer across the ice with all his might. It blasted into the dragon's chest so hard it shook all of its scales. Its eyes fluttered. Streams of acid exploded from its mouth. It struggled, squawking like a drowning animal. Droplets of acid showered in the air, sizzling on the ice and everywhere.
Get away from there, Brenwar!
Ben yelled.
Stay back!
Brenwar yelled at the same time. He'd had enough of this. He was putting an end to the dragon. He stormed right into its path, ignoring the burning acid that sizzled off his skin. He snatched up his hammer and struck the wild beast again and again until it moved no more. He combed his fingers through the smoking holes that burned in his beard.
Drat!
The ice cracked between his feet, and the third dragon ripped its head out of the frozen waters. Its eyes locked on Brenwar's. Warhammer locked on its eyes and sailed straight into its nose. The muscles in its steel-hard neck went limp and sunk onto the ice. Brenwar strode over, picked up his hammer, and finished it in one quick blow. He wheeled around. No more dragons. All three were dead. He saw Ben assisting Bezog. The elf's chiseled face was filled with pain. Brenwar headed over and kneeled down. The acid had eaten through Bezog's robes and into his flesh. Nasty, bubbling wounds.
Your legs never did do you much good anyway, he said. I'll get the chest and see if we can stop that.
Thanks,
Bezog said, grimacing. His face was beaded in sweat.
Feels like it's eating right through me.
Brenwar,
Ben said, eyes wide.
Your head is smoking.
He started patting it out.
Stop that.
But
it'll go out soon enough.
Doesn't it hurt?
Ben said.
I would think it hurts.
It doesn't hurt as much as the sound of your yapping.
He eyed Ben.
Say, make yourself useful. Fetch the chest. That was a good plan, Elf,
Brenwar said.
Thanks,
Bezog said. He'd never been in so much pain before.
Maybe you can make me a suit of armor one day,
he continued, trying not to look at his wounds.
Maybe,
Brenwar said, peeling the remains of Bezog's robes away from his acid burns. Bezog sucked in sharply.
But it won't do you any good if you don't fill us in on the plan,
Brenwar said.
No good at all. Why didn't you just tell us something instead of running off like you did?
Well, I didn't really have a plan. I just felt I needed to do something. I followed my instincts.
He surveyed the dead dragons. Ben had blown one up, and Brenwar walloped the other two. Despite his burns, he felt good for playing a part in that. Too often he felt like he did nothing at all. It was as if they were protecting him, and he was never protecting them.
Seems it worked.
Aye,
Brenwar said, unfurrowing his brow. He laid his hand on Bezog's shoulder.
Sometimes you have to trust your instincts. Yours are getting better. Much better. Just not better than mine. I shouldn't have let you go. I shouldn't have let Nath go, either.
You did right.
We'll see.
Brenwar dusted off his hands. He'd peeled all the robes away from Bezog's legs. The flesh was nasty underneath.
Well, at least we have plenty of ice to put on it, he said, doing just that.
Bezog choked a laugh and wiped away his tears.
Where's Ben? We've got to get moving. Help, dragon.
You don't think there could be another dragon out there, do you?
Bezog said.
No, not after all that squawking they made. Aid would have come by now. The forest covers the racket farther out. I think we're safe.
He stood up and peered through the forest.
Where is he?
Bezog scooted around. The movement made the pain worse, and the pain made him queasy. He squinted. Ben emerged from the overhanging brush. He had his fingers locked behind his head. Bezog reached for the elderwood staff. Someone beat him to it.